to like Calandra's room.
I pointed backwards towards Calandra's room. I mouthed the words Calandra.
Right. Now, did a phone.
Now, let me talk this through.
Okay.
Now, when I point next door to where Calandra's sitting and I mouth the word Calandra, one might assume I'm talking about Calandra.
I got that part. I got that part.
So then I put my thumb in my ear and my pinky in my mouth and I said, call.
Got that part.
Which
call.
And then I started messing with my hair and I said, hairdresser.
I didn't catch hairdresser because I was still on rebooking Parade Kid because we had to move some things around. And so I thought for some reason that the hand in the hair was somehow a thing about Parade Kid.
But
and I'm
like, what? We just talked 10 seconds before about having the...
Because I was already on that. Yeah. I already had that covered.
Well, I didn't mean to side swipe you there with my crazy ways.
But it's funny because you get so frustrated. It's like, just turn your mic off and tell me. And you're just like...
No,
you're so frustrated that I don't understand your charade.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is never play charades with Wally.
Yeah, because I'm so bad at
lunar
it.
Lunar eclipse. I don't understand. But first word, you're pointing to your nose. Pointing to your nose. Windy.
Calandra.
Because you breathe through your nose.
Okay. Pointing to Calandra, phone in the ear, call Calandra. You're doing the hair. That could have been a Calandra's bald thing, like you wanted a drop of something. I had no idea.
Yes, of course. That's exactly what it meant, is I wanted something.
I don't think you two are spending enough time together.
I know. We don't have any... seriously. And then Wally will write notes. At least I do charades. Wally will write notes that don't make any sense. Like peppers... commercials fun.
I streamline them for you, so all you need to do is read three words.
Imagine talking and trying to move things along, and you have your show director handing up notes that say, like, in hieroglyphics. He literally has handed up notes before that says, peppers, calm, fun. You're like,
you guys may consider family therapy, couples therapy, because communication, I have learned, is the most important thing in any relationship. I'm having some communication breakdown.
It's funny because what keeps us bonded is we have these little speed bumps, but what keeps us bonded is all the trouble we get in. So then we, like, when we get on the phone, it's just, we have another enemy, so we just fight that person. God help the day that we don't have someone to fight, because we'll turn on each other.
Right. Yeah, and well, you know, we were, one of the problems that we have is the, sometimes the coarse language on the show, but I was looking at Susquehanna, the tickets in Dallas, Big Dick Hunter's Wild Ass Circus Show.
Yeah.
And, it's one of our stations in Dallas.
Yeah, so maybe we have to call up Big Dick Hunter's Wild Ass Circus and ask how they stay so incredibly edgy on the ticket in Dallas.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're trying to sand all the edges off the Don Miller show daily.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not everyone can be the kind of talent that Big Ass Dick.
Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah, that's the irony.
Well, you know, there's a show on in Dallas on one of our sister stations, Big Dick Hunter's Wild Ass Circus, and maybe we should call him on the air one day.
Yeah.
Just figure out how he stays so edgy without getting in any trouble.
I would love to do that. There's some people at corporate that have some explaining to us to do, honestly.
They're like Lucy. They got splaining to do. All right, very good. What we did yesterday is that for the first time, and I can't believe we haven't done this yet, we sent someone down to a Braves game. These are the dog days of summer if you're a sports fan, like Crash and I were just talking about. It's like 60 days until the first kickoff of a college football game, which is literally a national holiday. And stop making hand signals. Well, you're doing it now. Mr. Stick with the script.
Now I'm just screwing with you.
All right, very good. So, you know, it's 60 days until the kickoff of football, which is a national holiday. Probably my second favorite day of the year is the first day of the National Football League. The first Christmas.
Aww.
Call me sappy. Got a heart of gold underneath this coarse, hairy exterior.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Toucher may make fun of this guy or that guy, but he likes Christmas.
I do.
He can't be that bad.
You know what? And so my favorite thing is I like going to the orphanage and flinging garbage at him. But it's a great day. But these are the dog days of summer, and so this is a time to focus on the Braves. Now, the Braves play 162 games a year. There are beat writers who do a good job, and they have to follow the Braves around, and you have to make stories, but you can't upset the apple cart because you'll lose your position with the team. So it's a very fine line. So if you're reading daily reports on the Braves, they're generally fairly benign. I mean, what are you going to know? Perhaps an injury, but especially the Braves have such a tight clubhouse that there's really very rarely, especially under Bobby Cox, any kind of schisms or any kind of fighting that you hear about in the media. So that leads to boring stuff. And if you hear some of the questions, not so much from the beat writers, but from television reporters, they're inane, the most inane questions. My favorite question in the world is, after someone wins a championship, mm-hmm. you know, the sideline reporter, like Ahmad Rashad is the king of this.
Yeah.
He might as well just get down on his knees and start kissing everyone's butt cheeks, because he just gets out on the court and he goes, "Great game, my brother. How's it feel?"
Right.
"How's it feel to win the championship?" "Oh, you know, it feels great. Super. I just did my job."
Right. Yeah. How did it feel when you hit that home run in the bottom of the ninth to win the title? How did it feel? There's so many different ways you can answer that question. Yeah. And these guys, like, you know, it's true. Like, with the Yankees or some of these other very volatile clubs, you know, a lot of times you'll read about stuff in the paper. Rarely with the Braves players will you hear them say something bad, other than when John Rocker had his meltdown. Because they're kind of like, they understand you got to sit through these guys. You got to be professional. You don't want to say anything that's going to end up looking stupid in print.
Yeah, and it's gotten to the point where with Super Bowl Media Day, and they have all these outrageous reporters, in quotations, that go out to the Super Bowl
right.
Press conferences, that asking wacky questions has become kind of another trip to hell for these players. Like, "Which one of you guys wears boxers?"
Right.
We're having fun with this.
And it's not even that you don't want to say something stupid. You don't want to lash out at a reporter who asks an obviously stupid question, because then he's going to write a big article about how you're a prick and blah, 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 blah.
Well, you can ask John Rocker about what it's like to try to be funny to a reporter.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So you got to kind of put up with their, you know, idiocy.
Yeah, John Rocker essentially trying to do stand-up
right.
to a reporter, but he's such a hillbilly that he can't do it right, and then he ends up ruining his career.
Right.
So here's what we did. We sent green-ass Sebastian out to the Braves game, armed with a media pass, to go to batting practice. Now, when he got there, as we are the Don Miller Morning Show in Atlanta, there was some concern about what he would do. So he had this lady that's like with the media department around him at all times, and you'll hear her in the background freaking out. He went, and what he was going to do is, we were going to prove how dumb these reporters are. Sebastian was armed with 5 questions. 2 nights ago, the Braves played a game that was rain delayed until like 10:30, and it didn't end until 1:30 in the morning. Sebastian was going to ask in 5 different ways about the rain delay and how it was going to affect the players. Now, Nick Green, who is on the team, and the Braves are very happy with him. All he does is hit. A man can hit. Was the guy who actually showed up to take batting practice yesterday, and Sebastian got a hold of him. So this is just to show you what these players have to go through, and this is Sebastian talking to Nick Green as the repetitive interviewer. Oh, you got it?
So the fact that last night's game started so late affect your energy level for today's game?
I think it does in a way, but you got to prepare yourself the same as every other day.
So by coming off the field last night at 1:30 a.m., do you expect your play to suffer today based on energy loss?
I wouldn't think so. You know, I think we felt pretty good after the game last night because we got the win, and hopefully it'll carry over today.
Due to the length of last night's game, do you foresee yourself getting tired or fatigued in today's game?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we've prepared ourselves through the offseason for things like this, and whatever happens, happens, and we can't do anything about it.
When you play a long game like last night's, is there an issue of exhaustion during the next game?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, to a certain extent there is, but, you know, it's about being mentally strong, and if you're mentally strong, I think you can overcome that.
When games go as long as last night's, do you worry about being tired the next day?
I don't worry about it. You know, it's just part of the game, and this is our job, so we're doing the best we can every day.
Do you expect the length of last night's game to have a definite effect on your outcome of today's game, based on your obvious level of fatigue?
I didn't hear the question, so.
Good job.
Thanks, so.
Yeah, and then she jumped in.
She jumped in like we just set the stadium on fire.
Yeah. You must stop this now. I knew 99X right. would do something horrible.
He handled it. I mean, he handled it. Green handled it as well as he can handle it. I mean.
But it just shows the inane questions that these guys have to deal with all the time. Now, hopefully, we'll be able to send Sebastian out to Braves games in the future this summer, and maybe everyone will take a deep breath.
Maybe we can kick it up a notch if we have someone on the inside that will help us.
Yeah, he was a good sport. Thanks a lot to Nick Green.
Yeah, Nick Green, good sport. But we, hopefully Now we can get a media pass, and maybe as adults we could walk around the stadium and interview the players.
Be good.
No one's going to get shot. Nothing bad's going to happen. So we'll do that for you. All right, coming up, Calandro. The mystery of his hairdresser continues. Just why is this man going to gay square dances, and why is Calandro in love with him? We'll find out all this coming up after the Beastie Boys. Check it out, the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.